Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The Word of God is living and effective, able to discern the reflections and thought of the heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said to them, "You too, go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off, and they went out again around noon and around 3 o'clock, and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, he found others standing around. And he said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired me." He said to them, "You two, go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who bore the day's burden and the heat." He said to them in reply, "My friend, I'm not cheating you. Do you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I'm generous? Thus, the last will be first, and the first will be last." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The parable is amazing. The last one got the same wage as the first comers. Humanly speaking, we thought that an owner is not fair, because one worked for more than 8 hours, the other one only worked for 1 hour, and they got the same wage. But the parable itself is telling us God is fair. God is giving us the reward. What is, you do your best. Even the last group in the evening being hired, not because they don't want to work, they have no chance to work. So even for an hour, God gave them the result as if the wolves work for 8 hours. That means to say, God sees how much our effort is, not how much time. I think the last group, they were yearning for work, but no one hired them. Well, it is divine providence. Many times we criticize God that he provides somebody better than us, if some give more than us. But the parable is telling us it's not true. God gives us the same price, the same reward. it just expects us to work with heart, trust in His love, no comparison with others. You have your own grace. You have your sufficient grace to carry our own cross. We never thought to compare the crosses for others. We just think how much the other got from God, how much grace, how much merit they got from God. But on the other hand, how much they suffer, we didn't know. So important, trust once more. God is with us. He loves us as He loves the others. We are His children. Each one of us is beloved. He gives us sufficient grace to everything. Just be happy, be joyful every day to fulfill the will of God for each one of us.